بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب أشعث أغبر مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لا بره. رواه مسلم. الحمد لله. Still continue the chapter of باب فضل ضعفة المسلمين والفقراء والخاملين. The chapter of the virtues of the weak people, the poor ones, and those who are undistinguished, those who are not prominent as the others in society. People don't deem them to be prominent and high, so they are regarded to be insignificant. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ. How many a disheveled person, and person covered with dust, his hair is unkempt, he's a simple person, he doesn't have sufficient amount of clothing, or he has the bare minimum to cover his body, but he doesn't have extravagance in his life. He has a simple life. So his hair is unshaveled, diskempt or unkempt, and he is dusty. مَدْفُوعٍ بِالْأَبْوَابِ. Such a person is chased away from the doors, he's repulsed. Nobody gives him any attention. لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا بَرَّهُ. But his condition and his ta'alluq with Allah is such, his piety is such, that despite his outward appearance not being such that gives him prominence in society and is looked down upon, but in the eyes of Allah, he is of such a level that if he has to take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he has to say, Wallah, this is how it will happen, or he takes an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding any matter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his oath. Allah will fulfill his oath. Allah will make it be possible for him to fulfill the oath that he has taken. So again, in this hadith, we understand the fazilat of those people who may not be so prominent in society, but the important thing is that they are pious. They have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They may not be treated so kindly by the people, but their condition is such that if they have to take an oath in the name of Allah, Allah will help them to fulfill the promise. وعن أسامة رضي الله تعالى عن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قمت على باب الجنة. أسامة رضي الله عنه says, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I, that is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, stood by the door of Jannah. So this could be in his dream that he had seen, or during Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala showed him this. So generally Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw these things in his dream, and the dream of a Rasul is true. فَإِذَا عَامَّةُ مَنْ دَخَلَهَا الْمَسَاكِينَ. And the most of the people who were entering Jannah were the poor ones. Remember, the lesser dunya you carry, the lesser you have to account for it in the hereafter. Like when we are traveling, when we come to the customs, you have a green light and a red light. You have nothing to declare, you go to the green light, or very little to declare. And those who have a lot to declare, they have gone through the red light. Exactly like that, those who have got nothing of this dunya, they will go through the green light in the hereafter. فَإِذَا عَامَّةُ مَنْ دَخَلَهَا الْمَسَاكِينَ. The poor will be the most of those who are entering into Jannah. وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَدِّ مَحْمُوسُونَ. Those who are rich, be they believers or be they pious or impious, أَصْحَابُ الْجَدِّ, regarding, it refers to the rich people, they will be held back. Now they will have account for their deeds and whatever dunya they had, whatever they have done. غَيْرَ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ قَدْ أُمِرَ بِهِمْ إِلَى النَّارِ. Yes, the disbelievers and those who have gone to Jahannam, they will be sent immediately to Jahannam. We are talking about now those who enter Jannah, there are two groups. One is the poor people in this world and one is the rich people in this world. The poor people of the inmates of Jannah, they will go immediately. And then the rich people who have to go into Jannah, they will be held back first. And they will have to account for the deeds. So there will be some delay in them entering into Jannah. Apart from the fact that the disbelievers and those who are destined for Jahannam, they will be sent immediately. So again, this hadith is teaching us that the lesser dunya we have, the lesser will be our count and reckoning in the hereafter, the more easy for the person to enter Jannah. It does not mean if a person is wealthy in this world, that he is a bad person. This is an incorrect or misconception. The Sahaba, they had many rich people, Uthman Ghanee radiallahu wa ta'ala, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu wa ta'ala, many of them, but they used the money in the dunya, the wealth that Allah gave them for the sake of the akhirat, and they invested in the akhirat. They knew this dunya will not be forever and ever, and it has to come to an end, and therefore they spend the monies in the correct way. So like that, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed some person, make shukr of this ni'mat and spend it correctly in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, those who have less of dunya, easier it is for them to enter into Jannah because their reckoning will be more easy. وَقُمْتُ عَلَىٰ بَابِ النَّارِ Rasulullah says, then I stood by the door of Jahannam. فَإِذَا عَامَّةُ مَنْ دَخَلَهَا النِّسَاءُ مُتَّفَقُ الْعَلِيمُ Most of those who are entering Jahannam are women. Now women should not misconstrue and misunderstand this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reason for women entering Jahannam was mentioned when Rasulullah told the sahabiyat, تَصَدَّقْنَا, then give sadaqah. He encouraged them to give sadaqah. And then he explained to them that I have seen many of you entering into Jahannam, and the reason for this was, تُكْثِرْنَا اللَّعْنَا وَتَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرِ. You curse a lot. Women have the tendency of cursing a lot. And you are ungrateful to your husbands. In one hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. is mentioned that a man does so much for his wife, his entire life, he gives her whatever she wishes. And as he is passing away, he expresses this, that I have done so much for you. She says, you've done nothing for me. So this is the ungratefulness that they show, generally, not all. But therefore, this is something for the women folk that they should not curse in abundance. Of course, they shouldn't be cursing in any way. But they should control the zuban and not curse very, very quickly. Many times you see the women folk cursing the children even, when they are frustrated, or they begin to curse the husbands. So they should be mindful of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, it will lead them to Jahannam. And they should not be ungrateful to the husbands. Whatever the husbands bring for them and can provide for them, they should make shukr, be content, not make unnecessary demands, and make it difficult for the husband and then force him towards haram. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us the understanding of the hadith. It does not mean that the woman won't go to Jannah. There's another riwayat of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala that many of the women were going to Jannah. All it means that we must bring piety in our lives and we must show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gratefulness to our husbands, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the path towards Jannah easy for us, and Allah will protect us from Jahannam. May Allah give us a simple life, because there is great virtue for being simple in Islam and showing care and significance to those who are not so prominent in society. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.